and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Change, the transformation into Henry Jekyll, and so goodbye to Hyde for all time. Yes, that's certain. This evening's work makes him impossible.
Hyde is now a murderer.
The gallows wait for him. The gallows. What was it that old woman said so long ago? Oh, what does it matter? She was wrong. She never dreamt of such an alibi as mine. In another few minutes, I'll be the quiet, scholarly doctor. Trimming the midnight lamp in his study. And Edward Hyde will have passed away like the stain of breath upon a mirror. And here's the draught. The last I'll ever drink. Look at your reflection in the mirror. Fill your eyes with the sight of the creature of your own conjuring. He served you well. What crimes, what horrible delights he's known, and now the supreme experience of murder. To kill, to crush, to grind beneath one's heel. Madness, ecstasy, the power to take away another's life. That's to be a god. Edward Hyde, I pledge you, the only creature who has ever walked this earth and been pure, unalloyed evil. And now,
oh God. Oh, God, have pity on me. What have I done? What have I done? Don't let me remember. Don't let me remember. Let me forget the damned horrors of this night. Her father. Margaret's father. Oh, no, it's not possible. I could never have been guilty. No matter how much I might hate him, I'll go to his place. I'll find it isn't true. What's this? Why? It's blood. There's blood on my hands, on my clothes, my boots. Heaven pity me. It must be true.
Mr. Utterson.
For pity's sake, what's this you're saying?
He killed him. Beat him to death when he
stop that crying and tell me properly. You don't know what you're saying.
I do. He shut him in the room. I was upstairs and I heard it all. He killed him, I tell you. He's there lying in the house now.
Oh, heavens.
I fainted. When I came round, there was no one there but myself and the old man lying where he left him.
But who did it? Who?
Oh, Hyde, of course.
Hyde? Then he came back.
He came back this evening while the old man was talking to me. As soon as he saw him, I think he made up his mind to kill him. I saw the look on his face.
Come along. He mightn't be dead.
Oh, yes, he is. I can tell you that.
Then he must get the police.
The police?
Oh, Lord, I forgot about you.
Well, I guess it's all up with me. Well, I won't put you away if I can help it.
It's all up with both of us, Hetty. And Henry, too. Everything is going to come out now.
What'll that mean to you?
Quite a bit of bother, I suppose. Well, never mind about that now. Compared to what's happened tonight, that seems nothing.
Oh, but it is. It might be the end of you and Henry, mightn't it?
The end of quite a few things, I'm afraid.
But if I don't tell, they'll never know.
Hetty, my dear, by the time the police have finished questioning us, there'll be nothing that they don't know.
But suppose I'm not there for them to question.
There's not a corner deep enough or dark enough in the whole of England for you to hide in.
Oh, yes, there is. I know one.
Then you'd better get into it right away. Because this murder will raise a hue and cry that'll ring from one end of the country to the other.
England Standard, all about the city murder. Mr. Hudson found dead in our since the war. Murder, murder.
Margaret, my dear, or my poor darling, what can I do for you?
Find me the fiend who killed him.
He'll be found, never fear. The police have got a perfect description of him.
Yes, but where is he? No one has seen him since he disappeared out of the house.
He'll never get away. There's not a train or boat in England that isn't being watched, and the whole country's being combed for him. He can't hide himself for long. He's too hideous, too unmistakable.
John, I can't believe it's true. Why should he want to do it? Daddy hadn't even seen him. He went down to that house to try and get him to sell it to someone. What made him do it?
Hush, darling. Don't think of those things.
I can't stop thinking. Oh, if only my brain would stop.
You need a sedative. Haven't you had a doctor?
Yes. Hugh Lanyon came along a while ago. He wrote me out a prescription.
What about Henry? Hasn't he been? Why isn't he here with you now?
Henry's ill. Very ill. He came along this morning, but he had to go away.
Ill? What's the matter with him?
I don't know. But he looked terrible. He just sat with his head in his hands and shook from head to foot.
Was he so devoted to your father?
No, not really. But there are things about Henry that make him different from other people. I never realized it so much as today. He looked just like death.
Why should he look like death? It's your father who has been killed. Why isn't he with you? Doesn't he realize that you need him as never before?
Please, John.
I'm sorry, dear, but I just can't understand him. Forgive me if I've hurt you.
You haven't.
Then may I stay with you, or would you rather I went?
I'd like you to stay. I can't bear to be alone. I keep seeing awful pictures and hearing sound.
Oh, darling. Here, let me sit beside you. Forget who I am. Just feel that I'm someone who loves you and wants to help. Who'd do anything on earth to comfort you.
And you do. I'm so glad of you, John. I never felt so terribly alone in all my life.
You'll never be alone. Not as long as I'm alive to be with you, darling. And Mother and Father are coming up to London tonight. They want you to come back to Devonshire with them and stay just as long as you like.
Perhaps I will, John. I don't know what I'll do just yet. Everything's so confused. So terribly unreal. I can't believe that it's true that I'll never see him again. Oh, Daddy. My dearest, dearest Daddy. How could I go on without you?
Henry, good Lord, Henry, what's the matter with you?
I'm feeling rather under the weather. Come in.
I should say you do. You look as though you want to be in bed.
This dreadful business has shocked me terribly. Terribly. Shocked me terribly.
I should rather say it has. Apart from everything else, do you realize that our share in Hetty's evasion of the police is bound to come out?
Yes, I've thought of that. In the past few hours, I've thought of everything. And I can honestly say that hell need have no fears for me after this.
I say, that's going a bit to extremes. Hetty swears she'll tell them nothing. She's a good little thing, you know. Despite all she says, I believe she's really fond of you.
Oh, please, please don't. My whole life has been passing in front of my eyes while I've been sitting here. And the part concerned with Hetty is one of the things I've found hardest to look at.
Well, we're both of us in danger of getting into a pretty mess.
She's the only one who can help us to keep out of it. If she stays quiet, no one on earth is going to suspect that we've ever had anything to do with her. I wish as much could be said about your association with Hyde.
Don't have any fears about Hyde. He'll never be seen again, that I can promise you.
Henry, you're not mad enough to be hiding him.
Hugh, I swear to God I've never set eyes on him again. I give you my word of honor that I've done with him. It's all at an end.
Can you get rid of him so easily?
I told you once before it was in my power to dismiss him at any time I liked. I assure you I've done so.
Look, there's one thing I've always wanted to ask you. Don't think I'm poking my nose into your private affairs.
No, go ahead.
About that will you made, leaving your money to Hyde in case of your death or disappearance.
Well, what about it?
It was Hyde who dictated those terms, particularly the disappearance clause, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I knew it. He meant to murder you, Henry. You've had a lucky escape, if you ask me, though it took poor Addison's death to do it.
I've had more than that. I've had a lesson. Oh, what a lesson I've had. Oh,
look here, you want a pretty stiff pick-me-up. What drug have you got in these cupboards of yours? Better let me fix you up something.
Thank heaven, what's that? Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Jekyll.
Yes, what's the matter, Poole?
There's two men from the police here waiting to see you, sir.
The police?
Yes, what shall I tell them, sir?
Where are they?
They're here with me now.
Well, what do you want?
Well, we're sorry to trouble you, sir, but we were told Dr. Hugh Lanyon is here.
That's right. I'm Dr. Lanyon.
Well, we'd like you to come along with us, Doctor, and identify the body of a young woman.
A young woman? Who is she?
Name of Eddie Wilson, sir. She committed suicide about half an hour ago.